This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Tonight's stories.
Get out of the way.
Work friend.
I'm hanging up.
Evicted.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. I'm Maddie, and I'm here with
Sam.
SJ.
SJ.
SJ's back.
All right.
SJ.
Okay.
SJ. Okay. SJ. Okay.
I graduated high school 2018.
Oh, okay, never mind.
When did you graduate high school?
2016.
When did you graduate? 2007?
8.
SJ and Sam.
2008?
2008. We're 10 years apart and we've established this.
SJ and Sam just got back into a room together and this is we've how we're starting. We've
established this in the way
we established this. Stop, guys.
It's been established.
It's been established.
I always forget.
And she's like, I'm going to point it out and she's going to laugh. That's the crazy thing is she busted out laughing.
Yeah, that was too
because
hard.
Genuinely, when I said 2007, that was a joke.
He's like, yeah, no, it wasn't 2007. It was 2008.
And I don't like that this is like it's a joke. I hate that. That was your off the wall. You're like, it's not gonna be close to this, so I'm gonna throw that out there. That hurt.
I hate to.
Wow. To, oh, so salt high in the wound. School.
I wish you said 2002. That would have been better. That would have.
But she wasn't even. She was a year old.
You should have said 90s.
Two. Yeah.
That hurts. Two. Oh my gosh, I can't believe she said 2007.
Maddie, when did you graduate high school? 2016.
2016. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
I'm gonna learn from you.
It was just shocking, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Sam, I didn't mean that.
Whoa.
2007. That was a great year.
It was right before the recession.
Thanks, Maddie. Thanks. Well, now that I'm talking crazy. To an older person now,
mm-hmm. Ooh.
Ooh.
I now have to be like cognizant of saying
stuff like that,
evil things like SJ okay. Just said.
I don't think it was evil. I think it was misguided.
I just say none of it was funny because it was all funny.
The
2007 actually is hilarious.
But you did 2008.
Yeah. It's too close.
It was way too close. Way too close. Because honestly, I did say 2007.
When you do the joke, because I'm like, I made the joke before, but you got to err on the side of caution. You got to go
way
20
back.
Years. You think you got to go like 1800s, like, oh, 1888 or something like that.
I promise you, like,
to spare my feelings.
I graduated in 2018. So for me, 2007 was way back. 2008 was way back for me. I was like, oh, yeah. No way. Yeah, so actually it was 2008.
Everybody else in our audience who also graduated in 2007 and 2008 are like...
The heck?
Just hit the like and subscribe. Just for that.
About the age thing, that was completely my fault. I didn't mean to like, you know... I know that's a sore spot. For me...
It's not even a sore spot, but right. Then it becomes one.
Right.
You know?
No, I get that.
And our relationship has been through.
It has.
It's been through things. We've been on a journey.
We've been on the highest highs and the lowest yeah. low. Yeah.
And I thought like when we had like started to rebuild our friendship,
mm-hmm.
we had got through some of the age things. Like we had talked about it and it was discussed. And we're like, yes, we're 10 years apart. And that's the thing we know.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be brought up every now and again because I know.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that I'm closer to death than ever before. I just don't want to be reminded about it when I'm amongst friends.
Right.
My young friends.
Right.
Mi amigas. Yeah.
Chidas.
Friends for life.
Right.
Am I the asshole for evicting my girlfriend of 3 years?
Is she still your girlfriend?
Are y'all still together? That's the biggest question.
They do say in an edit they're not still together. Okay. This also means basically breaking up with them.
Oh, okay. Because it's just like, to me, when you like propose to someone and they say no, it's like,
that's it.
What? Like,
that's
now?
It. You can't go backwards. Like,
that's the good end. Game.
Good game. You shake hands and you leave. You walk out of that restaurant. Your head held high.
I mean, that makes sense. I mean, well, if you guys are broken up,
you definitely can evict them.
Yeah, I feel like you guys need to finish out your lease and then figure out, yeah, what are we doing after this?
But the fact, this is how I know the economy is bad. I know multiple people who are still living with their exes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, now it's just a common thing. Like, I could not even think of doing that. But people are like, yeah, I don't have anything to do.
Dude, moving just sucks, dude. Yeah. I hate moving.
So I guess, yeah, in this economy, maybe you are the asshole.
You might be the asshole. Am I the asshole for evicting my girlfriend of 3 years? I'm 33. I received an inheritance when I was 24, and I used it to buy a condo in downtown Vancouver, a short walk away from where I work. Stephanie is 28. We started dating 3 years ago, and she's been living here for the last 2 years. As I own the place outright, I don't charge her rent. I also make much more, so I pay for pretty much everything else, too. Saturday morning, about a month ago, she told me she was going to a family dinner. Her parents live about an hour drive away. In that time we have been together, I've gone with her to family dinner about 30 to 40 times over the 3 years. But this time I wasn't invited. She told me they were having a family meeting to discuss what to do with grandma, who was showing signs of dementia. Mm-hmm. Her brother and aunt from out of town were coming too. I own a car and she wanted to borrow it. So she leaves in the afternoon. Around 10 p.m., I get a text that she's had a few glasses of wine with her mom and she's going to spend the night. Next morning, around 10 a.m., she's still not home. She's not answering my calls or looking at my texts, so I call her mom, who tells me she's not there and there was no family dinner. So what really happened?
Mom, what are you doing?
Around noon, someone is buzzing me from the entrance of the building. It's her. I buzz her in. First thing she tells me is she lost her keys, which includes the fob to enter the building, the key to my apartment, and the key to my car. She also doesn't know where my car is.
Wait. Oh, girl.
Turns out she went clubbing with a friend. They met a group of three guys and decided to go home with them. Stephanie was drunk, so allowed one of these three guys to be the driver of my new car. When they arrived at one of their places, my car was parked in a no parking area and later towed.
No way.
Oh. It was parked at the bus stop in downtown Vancouver.
No, well, I don't know what that means, but no way.
Stephanie believes she did nothing wrong and she didn't park the car. She also says she didn't have sex with any of the guys, just her friend did. She was there to make sure her friend was safe. She doesn't even know the name of the guy that has the keys or how to contact him, that she had no choice but to lie to me because I don't like going to clubs. Was I wrong for evicting her? Her entire family thinks I am. And then there's edits.
Where's my car?
Where's my car?
Where the hell is my car?
And you're paying that impound fee.
You're paying that, and
I don't think I got told. I think this dude jacked his car. He still got the keys, man.
Yeah.
That car's gone.
Bro, he's joyriding around Metropolis right now.
New car. Metro City.
Yikes. Yeah.
So immediately he was like, okay, you're evicted.
Yeah, I guess. He said,
I would be sketched out.
I would kind of be mad too. I mean, I don't know if I would immediately evict you and like break up with you, but
I'd be furious.
I'm like, this is such. So you lied to me completely.
100%.
You potentially were in a space where something was happening with sex, but you said you didn't do anything. You let somebody else drive my new car and then it got towed. And now you're saying you're not responsible for it at all. Because that kind of icks me out. I'd be like, I don't know if I, maybe I do want to break up with you and evict you right now.
You're telling me you're partying with three other dudes and your friend, you were gone. You stayed somewhere. Your friend was the only person that had sex with the guy. Where were you while that happened?
She was the only one.
Where were you when that was going
she
down?
She was like the guy in the other two, and you guys were just like playing.
Where are y'all doing Jenga in the living room?
Fortnite.
Playing video games in the living room. No, you lying.
They're not me playing video games.
I'm not allowing that disrespect. There's no amount of working through that I'm willing to do.
Well, it doesn't even matter. I think even the lie is enough for me because I'm like, we're 3 years in and you can't tell me you want to go to a club. Even if I don't like clubbing,
you have
I care
autonomy,
about you and I want you to be safe. I'm like, I want to know where you, like, I think it's nice to know where you are. And then if I call you in the morning, like, check, I'm like, what's happened? You don't answer. I'm like, this is not good. Where's our relationship going? Because you don't trust me enough after 3 years to tell me that I don't want to be with you.
Yeah, the lie's big enough for that.
Yeah.
Because it brings in all that distrust.
Yeah.
Not even like acknowledging the whole car and the sleeping with somebody else. It's the lie and
A multiple level lie. You're like, I'm one of my family's. Then I drank a couple bit of wine with my mom.
Grandma got dementia.
Grandma's like, I'm
fine.
Grandma picks up the phone. She's like, I don't have dementia. And they're like, you do have dementia. You're like, no, I don't. I'm fine.
Granny is playing solitaire on her iPad.
She said, did my doctor say that?
Even though the mom kind of fake. Would moms, I feel like moms would lie.
Moms need a lie.
Because if your significant other calls the mom and she's like, yeah, she said she was with you, I feel like the mom should be like, oh yeah, she just left.
I wonder what my mom would do.
Or is that a friend thing? Moms won't do a lie.
I think it depends on, like, I feel like if, like, my child was genuinely a bad person and I'm like, you're with a good guy and he's like tied up at this, I'm like, she wasn't here.
Truthfully, I think what my mom would do is she would get that call and then she would
call you,
text me, hey.
Yeah.
But what would she say to them in the moment?
I honestly really don't know. If
can I call you back?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Probably. She would probably know I'll call you
Hold
back.
On, can I call you back?
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty obvious. But yeah, so you can't put her on the phone.
But at least you're not blowing her spot up.
Yeah. Because honestly, the other thing too is, like, from your perspective of, like, should the mom do that and, like, texting her? I was like, well, are you in a safe space for me to tell him that you're not there? You know, like,
then that
makes me wonder, like, what's happening in the relationship where you're lying or maybe he's lying to figure out where you are. So I do get that's where that maybe that communication comes up, like, what's happening? Like, are you okay?
Yeah.
But yeah. You probably should lie, but if your kid isn't good.
I also think, like, it depends on the relationship between the mom and the significant other.
True.
It's like,
because I just think it was like the social media things where people call their friends or like, hey, I ain't seen my girl in a while. Where are you? And the friend be like, she was just here. Oh, you just met. Yep. Oh, dang.
Yep. Brandon, don't ask me where Maddie at, because I'm going to straight up lie to you. I'm telling you right now.
I'm lying. That's a friend.
I'm a girl's girl.
You're a girl's girl.
I'm a girl's girl.
Can't help that.
I will 1,000. Hey, Maddie, Brandon is talking to me, asking where you at. What you want me to tell him?
Whatever you want me to tell
him. What do you want me to tell him? Because I say it right now, girl. I don't care.
She like says to Brandon, she's like, oh, sorry, they need me on the line really quick. I'll be right back.
They need me on the floor. Let me call you right back. Maddie, girl.
Maddie, hey, so yeah, she said she, I mean, I haven't heard from her.
I still haven't talked to her today. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's fake, man. I don't like that.
Well, thankfully we wouldn't be in that position.
Yeah, I don't think I'm loyal like that.
I am.
I think I'm loyal, but I think people could trick me easily. Like, let's say the mom is getting tricked easily. Yeah. He's like, he just says really quickly something about so-and-so, like, how's your grandma? Or how's your mom?
Yeah.
Like, so-and-so said that, you know, you're whatever with you guys last night. Last night?
Yeah.
She wasn't, you know, it's like, that's where I'm like,
mom, you're,
oh,
come on,
I'm
mom.
A little slow on that part.
You don't know ball, mom.
I don't know ball. But, that's where I just, like, mostly don't answer calls. So I'm like, text me.
Yeah. I'm a big text me person.
Yeah. Text me the situation so I have time to think about it and I'll get back to you.
Yeah.
So I think we all agree 100% break up immediately.
Break up, yes.
Is the eviction without notice, basically.
Yeah. If we're breaking up, get the hell out.
Yeah.
We need to figure it out. We need to figure out a way for you to get out of my condo.
I feel like we do need to figure out a way, but We need a plan.
Instant eviction.
I can't. I don't know if I could kick, because I'm like, up until this point, I'm like, this is the love of my life. Mm-hmm. I can't just kick her out.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. Mm-hmm. I can see like helping her with a plan, even if she doesn't deserve it.
Right. But then that's what I'm like. I think my trust would be too broken, though, because I think it is fine if you're so mad you just kick her out.
I think my trust is too broken. You took my brand the new car.
Oh, I forgot
car.
The car. The car is a huge thing.
You took
thing.
My brand new car and gave it to a stranger? What are you doing in my apartment?
Yeah, my house. Yeah.
What would you do? I don't know anymore. I don't know who you are.
That's true.
Don't call me.
Don't come by my house. Give me my key fob back.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, well, I was drunk, so I didn't drive it. So I was being safe.
I was being good. And I was just watching my friend who was like, she was getting
people that do these crazy things drunk. I just don't get it. I don't get it. At my drunkest, I have never been like, yeah, let me do something that I'm going to regret in the morning.
I don't think you've been drunk.
I don't think you're. Well, I don't know. I don't think you're that type of person, though. I think you have to be a certain type of person to be like, I'm risking it all.
I've absolutely been
I'm
drunk
risking
enough.
It all.
I feel like I've been in states where I'm like, I have a level of will that I'm like, I'm not going to do something stupid. Mm-hmm. But if there's one crazy person who's like, does just a couple nudges, one nudge, I'm not doing it. Two or three nudges.
You start thinking.
I start thinking. I think luckily I just haven't been around people who are doing the nudging.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I feel like if I'm drunk enough, you can nudge me into it. I'm like, I don't know how I got here. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I have willpower to be like, nah.
Yeah.
I don't know either. I don't.
But you have to have some bad influences to be like, you're going crazy.
I think the craziest, like, the drunk, like, when I'm drunk, I just turn into, like, a social person. Like, naturally, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you. I literally, if I don't know you, I don't know what to tell you, man. I have nothing to give you. Like, literally zero. But when I'm drunk, I want to talk to everybody.
Same.
Well, not same mode. For you. You're social either way.
No, it just magnifies.
That's it does all. Magnify.
Brandon will be on the dance floor somewhere.
He's a monster when he's...
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Legitimately, like...
No, it was...
Brandon Loki can't be stopped. Yeah.
Brandon turns into Jimmy Jr. on the dance floor from Bob's Burgers.
Where's B?
He's on that damn
I don't
dance
know,
floor.
Where
I can't
at?
Take it!
No, I remember the last time when we were on the cruise and, you know, I was pretty gone and I ended up going to bingo and Anthony was like, bro, I look up, you're in the hot tub. I look again, you are nowhere to be seen for like 6 hours. Where the heck did you go? And I was like, I can't tell you. I genuinely do not know.
That is Brandon scary, though, is so when you're funny. Like the sober friend watching your drunk friend and they disappear on a cruise. You're like,
where the hell?
They were my
they?
Responsibility.
And I'm responsible. Now they're dead.
They just jumped overboard. They said, that's a hot tub out there.
Hey.
No line.
So seems to be some confusion in the replies. Yes, she was also dumped, not just evicted. Yes, I'm aware it's unlikely that she sat in the living room overnight while only her friend had sex with these guys. Next edit. Yes, I got the car back. Obviously, it's a new car. I'm not donating it to a tow company. Called the police and they told me the number of the towing company. Picked it up an hour later. Police also confirmed that this would not be considered a stolen vehicle. Her fob to the building was simply deactivated and not replaced. I have 3 fobs now instead of 4. Door lock to my unit was replaced for free by my building. All locks must be matching on each door, and they had a supply of replacements. Car rekeying is in progress and not cheap.
Dang.
Top comment. Are you kidding me? Not the asshole. Lying to you to get wasted with some random people at the club, so much so that she had no idea where your car was. Does she respect you at all?
No.
If you believe all her friends were all having sex and she was just sitting there, I'm sorry, but highly doubtful. And lastly, to see nothing wrong with all of this, that's almost the biggest issue. She sounds like a train wreck. Her and her family are only bumming because she can't freeload anymore.
Ooh.
And then someone else said, she's using you.
Well, I'm glad OP retired this late relationship just like this.
Next story.
Yeah.
Am I the asshole for not wanting to pay for father-in-law's and mother-in-law's retirement home?
No. I hear they're really expensive.
Yeah.
For father-in-law and mother-in-law's?
Yeah. Not yours.
Oh, okay. I was like, how do you
it's the spouse's parents.
Yeah, that makes more sense. I was like, I thought that's impossible to have a father. But
they're
yeah.
all interconnected, but yeah. like, I hear that is really expensive.
I'm not paying for your. No.
I don't want to pay for that.
I don't want to pay for that. I'm sorry.
Is it like a month to month thing?
Or a yearly?
Subscription type?
I don't know. I mean, maybe. Yeah, maybe it's like rent. I don't know. But it's like a year, like you're committed for a year, maybe.
No.
But then, would you pay for your parents?
It depends. I would kind of hope that, like, my parents would have, like, savings to take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing my parents, I also don't want them to be on the street. Yeah. So, I would consider, like, I wouldn't consider a retirement home, though. I'd be like, you can come live with me.
Oh, yeah.
No. I need...
Absolutely not.
No.
Not in the same house, like a multi-generational house.
Yeah. Like, my mom has to have a casita in the back. Like, we cannot have, like, one household where we're,
Not one household.
Cohabitating.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Yeah. You need to be in the back. Casita on the side, in the back, somewhere. No, we're not.
In the back is crazy, though.
We're not in the same spot.
The back.
It's got to be not in the same house. I don't know. Like, would I do a retirement home? No. I don't know. Like, I'm sketched out by retirement homes. Like, I feel like there's a lot of bad stuff that happens in retirement homes.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it could be a good experience for people, but also if you go maybe towards the cheaper route, which is what a lot of people could afford, then maybe that's where the abuse comes in.
Yeah. And as long as you don't leave your parents, because I think that's why it happens so often is the family puts them in there and they're like, they visit them like once a year.
That's what I
can't advocate for them at all.
Yeah, I heard if your parents are in a retirement home, the way to make the staff stay on top is you visit weekly, but it's never the same time. So it's always something different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they never know when you're coming.
I feel like the retirement homes are good. Like if you had the money to actually put your family member into a nice one, the more affordable route, I don't know. They just like give war to the state to me. Like it's like they don't really care. They just kind of clock in, clock out type thing.
In 2026, I want to procrastinate less. So overall, it takes me less time to finish a project. I want to make my work more efficient so I can do other things instead of struggling to get started. With Masterclass, that's becoming a reality. I'm developing good, repeatable habits with Atomic Habits author, James Clear. He's showing me that if I have my goal, I need to create a system from a collection of habits. Like with procrastination, here are the four ways I'm going to push past that. One, I have a list of to-dos for the day so I can see what needs to be done. Two, everything on my to-do list is something small and attainable, so I know I won't be working long before I can check something off my list. That makes it attractive for me because I know I'll be able to mark it off soon. Three, having the to-dos be smaller makes it a lot easier for me to keep going. And four, it also gives me a reward because I get the satisfaction to check it off, which will help me keep going to check the next thing off. I've just created a system through a collection of habits that help me work to complete a project. But habits are not the only thing you can learn about with Masterclass. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. You get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. All of my lessons from Atomic Habits were 10 minutes or less. Masterclass also has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/CLP for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/CLP. Masterclass.com/CLP. Thanks to our listeners for supporting this podcast, and thanks to Masterclass for sponsoring this episode.
Am I the asshole for not wanting to pay for father-in-law and mother-in-law's retirement home? Husband, 45 male, and I, 45 female, moved far from our families. We have two kids on the spectrum and have created a good life for ourselves. My family has always been helping financially, while his never gave us or him a dime. Mother-in-law and father-in-law have built two houses, one for them and the other for their younger son, who stayed to live close to them. They also bought a car for him and raised and supported his kids. I, on the other hand, did everything myself. I raised the kids, homeschooled them, managed all the doctors, maintained the house so that husband can build a career. With my family's money and his skills, he built a good business. And now 15 years after we left, mother-in-law and father-in-law, both 65, say they want to go to a retirement home. Besides being too young for this, they're also both very healthy and active. They just feel like they'd enjoy being waited on and have somebody else to clean up and cook and care for them. And they're expecting us to pay for this. They could easily sell their house to pay for this, but they want to leave it to their youngest son since he's kind of a deadbeat. Hubby wants to commit to this. He's sensitive to his mother's wishes, but I'm against it. The way I see it, they already gave the brother one house and nothing to us. They can afford to pay it from their house's proceedings, but don't want to. They don't even need to be in a retirement home. The fact is, the deadbeat brother will quickly sell their house once they enter that retirement home, so they'd not be able to go back to their house. Hence, they'll be our obligation for the next 20 years down the road. I'm not ready to commit to this since our kids might need a lifetime of money and support due to being on the spectrum, while brother's kids are fine. Also, I don't think this is fair to my parents, who gave us over $500,000 over the last 15 years without expecting anything in return. Am I the asshole for not wanting to pay for their retirement home?
No.
No.
Because they just want to go for like fun. Mm-hmm. And you guys, if it's not a necessity, especially again, retirement homes are very, very, very expensive. Mm-hmm. If you're going in at 65, let's say you like live till you're like 80, 85. That's a lot of time paying for a retirement home.
Yeah.
And I feel like that money is going to run out very, very quickly.
Yeah.
In a, what, 15, 20-year time span? I know.
And I know in different cultures, it's like some of them feel responsibility for their parents. I, even in a certain way, feel a responsibility towards my parents. But there's something about a parent being like, I'm owed this, that I'm like, whoa, wait. You didn't do anything to plan for your retirement, and now I need to plan for your retirement.
Yeah.
So, like... I mean, I get maybe helping you out every once in a while or something, or maybe, like I said, with living with me, but you want me to completely take care of you. You're like, all right, well, this is on you. I'm like, when did this happen? It does make me wonder, like, with the husband and wife, OP and her husband, did you guys talk about what they expect for their parents, like, however long ago?
Right.
Like, what he wants to do, what she wants to do for her parents.
Yeah.
Because I do feel like, frustratingly, that's why he's like, well, I want to do this. And she's like, well, we shouldn't do this. Like, we have our kids to take care of. We have our lives still to live.
Right.
And you wanted to go towards your parents who can take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. And they never supported us. Our parents, my parents supported us. Your parents did not. And now they're asking for something.
Asking for support.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they never offered it.
I feel like it's kind of messed up, too, because it's like, this move doesn't support the next generation after the parents.
Yeah.
It only puts them in a position where they're set behind. Because the children didn't get to have a good life because the parents wanted to do a retirement home. That doesn't add up to me.
Or they might not be fully taken care of throughout their lives because the parents want to be taken care of now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, I don't think you're the asshole. I don't know how they're going to work that, though. Because if the husband's standing firm, right, you guys have the same, like, you guys are sharing assets. At the end of the day, what gives? Who gives, you know? How does that move forward?
I would have to say, like, if it was something that we were actually going to do and, like, a possibility of us footing the bill for this, the compromise would be, it would have to be further down the line.
Mm.
Like... 73, 75, then okay, then we can you know, hell, let's push it to 80. Anyway,
they're fit.
That would have to, like, that would be my compromise, is just waiting later down, because I'm not doing that. 65, no. Are you crazy? Mm-hmm. And you're able bodied, you can take care of yourself, you're healthy,
you have an asset that would support that.
Yeah.
And if anything, just pay for a personal chef. Or
pay
to get waited on.
Yeah.
Pay for a personal chef and a cleaner. I would love that.
The sucky thing is, like, I feel like so many Americans are actually going through this because so many people live paycheck to paycheck. So many people are not putting money to their retirement at all. So it's like, once they get there, they're likely still going to have to work anyway. So this is a situation where a lot of people's parents are getting older and they're like, I don't have anything. I don't have anything for retirement. Mm-hmm. And then they become unable to work. And now kids are going to be like, what do you do? What do you do with your parents now?
I feel like in situations like that, I feel like I have like a lot more grace of like, I get it. Like, I know that this burden is being put on me, and it's like, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to let my parent, like, I'm going to try and figure out a solution, even if it's maybe not exactly what the parent wants.
Right.
I'm going to try and figure out a way to help you. Even if, you know, that might not have been what I wanted to do, or even you might feel bad that you feel like you have to ask for me for help.
Right.
But this situation, I'm like, you guys built your home. You built a home for your youngest son. You seem to have some type of retirement that can support this, where I'm like, why? That's where I'm like getting frustrated. Like, wow. But I do that situation, I think my answer would be different. If the parents were my answer would be different.
If this was coming out of place of necessity, we can figure something out. We'll figure something out to make it work. I think they're coming from such a place of entitlement.
Yeah, it's privilege.
And privilege, where it's just like, oh, what the hell are you guys smoking?
Yeah.
You're crazy.
Yeah.
You're crazy. Especially knowing the children, both of the children that I have need specialized care that costs money.
Yeah.
And you want that.
Yeah. And you want to be waited on hand and foot.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And have a lot of sex. That's what happens in retirement homes.
Really?
They're ready to swing both ways.
They say, actually, when you look at STD rates,
they go up.
It goes down in your 20s and your 30s, and it's like plateaus, but it goes up in your 60s.
60s, 80s. They're doing stuff in their retirement home.
They do stuff.
They don't have much to do. Yeah, it's like college again, right? You're back in a dorm.
I'm about to die. Let's have sex. So
and let's try it with Shirley.
Oh my God, my sister Shirley.
That's well, because crazy. I remember our grandpa.
See you on Sunday, Shirley.
And the way he talked about this dude was still, I'm like, so it never changes. He's like a teenage boy the way he was talking.
Mm. Which I'm surprised about that, because the way that I hear about people as they get older, I'm like, eventually it's like, doesn't it stop working? Not for everybody, apparently.
The desire's still there. It might not work the same, but the desire's there.
He's like, something's going to get off.
Something.
We're doing it different, but something's happening.
I don't care how we do it, but something's
it's getting
out.
Done.
Something's getting done.
Grab that cup.
And Shirley, I would really like you to be a part of it.
Yeah. So top comment. Not the asshole. This is a hill to die on. You have a husband problem, not an in-law problem. Somewhere deep inside, your husband wants the love and attention his brother receives, and your husband may think this is how he's going to get it. You and your husband need to be on the same page, and he needs to deal with his parents. It's not fair to make you the bad guy in this situation.
True.
Which I do think is true. Like, would that be like a deal breaker for you? Like, if he's not willing to bend on it.
It's strong to me. Because I still think the parent relationship is a very strong thing. And whether he should be, like, pushed back, that's still hard to do for your own parents. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, I feel like I was in the same situation and my mom had put me in the situation. I would totally understand my partner, like, we should not do this. I'm like, I get it. That's still my mom. So it's like, how I still have to... It's not like as easy as like, hey, husband, just do the right thing. It's not that simple. It's not like that cut and dry. Even if you know your parents are being entitled assholes, you're like, well, they're still my parents.
I think I would struggle, but then also thinking, for me, it's just that younger generation, just knowing everything I'm gonna have to do financially too, just to make sure that they have all the supports that they need. Yeah, I think my biggest focus would be the kids at a certain point. So it's like, I would want to say I would be able to realistically look at it, but I'm not in OP's shoes because he's getting a big part of that from not wanting to, or not experiencing his parents' love and validation. So
Yeah.
But I think I would say that's what he should focus on, is just the next generation.
I wonder if that's a good way to get to him, is for the wife to remind him like where that money would go if it wouldn't go to the parents.
Yeah.
Like, we don't fully know how much the kids are going to need and how long their care is going to be for.
Right.
And this might impact that severely.
Yeah.
Do you want to know that the kids can be taken care of for as long as they live, even when we're not here, yeah, or if your parents can be taken care of now for the
who have other options? They're not. This is not
our kids.
And are self-sufficient,
right?
Yeah,
and are grown adults.
Right.
Our kids have the capacity to make that decision.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Yeah,
I get it.
If I was OP and they called me to do that, I'm hanging up. Like this next story. Because I was going to say my mom, but I'm like, I wouldn't hang up on my mom, not even for a transition.
I literally...
That's where I draw the line.
Don't even joke about hanging up.
That's not a joke.
That's not a joke.
No. I actually pulled that one time in high school.
You hung up on
me? Haven't done this.
You hung up on your mom?
I was fucking dumb.
You're here to this day.
What did she do? What did she do?
What did she not do? She did everything?
She didn't give me a hug when I got home, that's for sure.
She gave you something else?
Oh,
yeah. Use your imagination.
Have you been there?
Am I the asshole for hanging up on my mother-in-law after she booked a family holiday that excluded me?
That's messed up. That's crazy.
No, I think that's a hang up.
I'm hanging up on you. No, I'm hanging up because why would you do that? Because
we're married and you did that? And like we're like full-grown adults and you did that?
Mm-hmm. You didn't have the maturity to include me. I'm married into this family.
I'm in the family.
Yeah.
I'm in the family right now. And you're telling me you went out of your way. And you know she was thinking about this diabolically as she was making the reservations. And you went out of your way to exclude me.
And how are we on this phone call? Did you call me to tell me this? Why are we on the phone right now? Because how did this happen?
Did it slip out?
Hey, so you're not invited.
Click.
Okay.
I hope the husband stands up for her.
Yeah.
No, he didn't. It's Reddit.
I know.
I actually don't even remember if he
did. I really hope Reddit, he did. I just need one husband to stand up for their wife, please.
Because the way that Sadia gets to talk about a man in a positive light very few times, which she does, she's excited to do it.
I really am excited.
No, she doesn't.
No, I am. Because she's rare. Man-hater,
but she's
I feel
not.
Like every time you say something positive, you're like,
hate to say it.
I hate to say it, but good job, man. That's how it always the vibe is.
But it's not like she'll give him something.
She'll give it to him, but she's not happy.
It's a hateful.
It's so like
regretful.
It's
thank
so
you.
Rare. Like there's just so many shitters walking around the earth right now. That is just like, it's rare. But I want to come to men and be like, you know what? You're on your shit. You're popping your shit.
Yeah.
Clock it, you know? I want to clock it. If you ate, you ate, you know? Okay, I want to give credit where credit's due.
We clock
you know?
It here, yeah.
Right. I hope to God there's something to clock.
We're about to clock it. I feel
because
gosh,
if
on.
This guy doesn't support his wife,
come on, man.
I'm clocking out.
You got this.
Clocking out. I'm hanging up.
All you got to do is support the person you gave vows
that's
to.
It.
That's
it.
Really,
that you vowed.
That you vowed to protect and serve. Like, that's come on, man.
You represent the men of Reddit right now.
So you not like last that. Story.
Yeah, I've never needed
guys,
someone.
There's this. Actually a lot riding on this right now. There's a lot.
If you dunk this, bro. Either LeBron or Reddit. Sure, yeah.
Am I the asshole for hanging up on my mother-in-law after she booked a family vacation that excluded me? Mm. I, 30 female, have recently been really sick, in and out of the hospital, getting infusion treatments. My husband has been my rock through it all.
Oh.
I love you, husband. Thank you. I'm clocking
there
you.
There we go. Yes.
That's right, Hackley. Sir. That's right, sir. That's what I'm talking
this is
about.
Look at that smile.
That's what I like to hear.
Last year, we moved states because my in-laws asked us to. They have a micro family and want to stay close, Since our move, they've never once come to visit us except when we bought our house. They visited for an hour and left to beat traffic. We've driven to them over 15 times, an hour each way, and they still expect we go to them, though the drive now wipes me out and risks my health. I don't have any family or close friends here besides them, and despite my husband asking several times for help, they always make excuses as to why they can't visit, even though they're both retired. What's going on now is my mother-in-law and husband share a birthday. She recently called him saying it would be fun if the whole family went on a week-long trip to celebrate and couple it with Thanksgiving. When my husband said he'd need to check with me since I have appointments and, you know, his job, she told him it's best that I stay home and rest while everyone else went. He immediately told her no. He wasn't leaving when I'm sick, especially during the holiday. He asked if we could postpone until I completed these rounds of treatment and just to stick with something local. That's when mother-in-law dropped that she already booked a resort 3 hours away, spent thousands, and that if we didn't come, we'd be ruining Thanksgiving and her birthday.
Ooh.
When he asked why she'd book it without confirming it with us, she said it was the only week his brother was free. That's when it really hit me. She never intended to include me and possibly my husband. Her only concern was his brother's availability, whom she sees every day. It felt like she either purposely booked the trip to guilt my husband into going without me or as a way to exclude us. I was over it, exhausted, and just done with the lack of effort slash care from her. I asked my husband if I could talk to her, and in the calmest, most sarcastic tone, I said, "Please don't cancel your vacation. I really, truly hope you have such an amazing time on your birthday. So much that you forget we're even there, because we won't be. Bye." Then I hung up the phone. My husband took the phone and put it in his pocket. He told me he had no notes and we carried on with our day.
That's a protector right there, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Now mother-in-law, father-in-law, and brother-in-law are calling nonstop, leaving messages saying I was rude and disrespectful. So am I the asshole for hanging up on my mother-in-law after she booked a family holiday that excluded me? And she's sick?
We put our hopes on this story.
We
oh
did.
My gosh.
There was so much riding on
LeBron
this.
LeBron Reddit right
he
there.
He is. He came through.
Husband, shout out to you. Because these stories, they don't really exist. They never really exist. The husband is always the first to fold. And he stood strong.
He didn't fold.
He didn't fold.
He didn't fold.
He was there protecting her. He was there, had her back, had her down, 10 toes down.
Why am I trying to go on vacation without my wife?
My sick wife.
My sick wife. She got appointments. I'm not leaving.
And he's not leaving. Okay.
Yeah.
Sir.
And I got work in the morning.
Do thick and thin.
I'm talking about. That is
Do
what I'm talking about.
And in health.
You hear me?
That's what he said.
Yeah.
And that's what he means.
Played no games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mother-in-law sucks.
Mother-in-law, you
she's
suck.
Not good.
And manipulation?
Yeah.
Like crazy? If you don't do it, I'm not going to have a good time. And you're ruining Thanksgiving.
And my birthday. Girls. I think it's really what's hurtful is she just seems like she's going back on how she really feels. She's like, you know, we have a micro family and, you know, family's really important. I want us to be all together. You make no effort to drive to your family and you intentionally schedule a family vacation without one of your children and his wife.
Girl, that's why your family micro, man. You don't know how to count. It would be bigger.
If you care, if you gave a damn, it might have been bigger.
It might be grande.
That's messed up.
It's Michael
for me,
by choice.
That would be really hurtful.
Yeah.
Like that
we
would be
all the
really,
way over
really
we
hurtful.
We live here now and y'all don't even want to see us.
You make no effort.
Ugh.
So we took you seriously when you said that. So we're realizing now that you didn't either mean that or
you're taking
advantage of the fact that we're here because you're not taking the time to see us, especially like. I can't imagine being sick and asking, yo, can you guys meet us halfway? Or like, can you come the hour here, an hour back? Because my wife is sick. And you say, well, I don't know. We kind of can't. Like, I don't know. It's kind of inconvenient for us.
Or the story we had last week, walking the dog in front of their house every day.
And yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
Oh, they were sick the entire time. Never saw them.
Never saw them. Yeah, that one was crazy. Yeah. You have to see this person. This one is like hour away, but still it's like you wanting to hang out. Why is it the why is it OP and her husband who always have to come meet you?
Yeah.
Make the effort.
Yeah.
When they are working and going through treatment and you guys are retired.
Yeah, y'all ain't got nothing.
Y'all have nothing to do, quite literally.
And she's weaponizing micro family. Okay, if it's such a small family, then be family to them.
Right.
Right. Cherish the people that you have. To you,
yeah. Yeah, that's tough.
That would suck to share a birthday with your mom and you're not the favorite son.
That is wild.
Like, obviously, you don't want, you, there shouldn't be favorites in a family, but there is, and it's not you.
Yeah.
Okay, I asked parents, and they're absolutely our favorites.
Yeah, they're definitely favorites.
Well, they don't, yeah. I mean, the siblings can tell too.
Every freaking parent is like, I've had, I've existed as like a regular person. So, like, I've asked my coworkers, my colleagues, who are parents, and they're like, yeah, definitely, like, have a favorite. But if I were to ask a parent as, like, a regular person, like, just as myself,
yeah,
hey, do you have a favorite child? No, of course not. I love all my kids equally.
Well, I think that is true. I do think they love them, but they like...
One more.
They like one more.
One more, and I think that's very true.
Yeah.
And I also feel like maybe depending on each stage of life, you like one at different times.
Yeah.
So, like, ones are like, yeah, okay, you're turning into, like, your brat stage. I don't like you as Caleb's much as I used to like favorite. You.
He's always been my mom.
Oh, it hasn't changed?
Always. Always.
I get it,
man. My mom's like, oh, I love you guys equally. Caleb's okay, so, girl.
Caleb's, like, one of the coolest people.
He's really charismatic. Do I blame her? No.
Yeah, I get
the way
it,
that
man.
Sam cannot stop raving about Caleb. Like, Sadie's over here mourning the fact that she's not the favorite.
And he's like, oh, yeah.
And he's like, Caleb, yeah, I get that check. Caleb's cool.
I mean, that's a little payback for the 10-year thing. it's funny, though. SJ literally is one of the coolest people I know.
Yep.
And the fact that Caleb is there, it doesn't make sense.
Caleb is really cool.
Caleb is so cool.
It's funny that you say that, though, because for me, Caleb is very cool and super sweet. But then there's Sadie. You know what I'm saying? Like...
For Maddie, Caleb doesn't really exist.
Caleb doesn't exist. Sees me at the gym sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'll be in the middle of the set and he'll come up and say, I'm like,
who are you?
You look like someone I know, but I cannot place it.
You
like,
look familiar.
I could not be at the same gym as Caleb. I would blush if Caleb walked on.
No, there was one time, the first time we saw him and we were doing a workout and he was like being like really nice to me and Hannah, who were like, Caleb is very fit. Like,
once he got his man look.
No, he's a man.
Like, literally. And
I barely recognized him.
He was being super modest. And he was like, I got to get in on a workout with you guys one day. Because we're like over here like red face sweating. And I'm like, Caleb,
there's no way he said
I would be so like, Caleb, no. Like, you literally are the one of the most fit people we know. And you're like, let me know one day. Like, we can, like, I'd love to join you guys. Walks away. I know. He's super sweet. But again, Caleb,
Sadia. I get it.
Caleb, I hope you're not watching this.
The way SJ's my girl, I love this. But, like, SJ's like, I love her and I'm, like, with her. It's like, I feel like we're together. Yeah. Caleb's like on a pedestal to me. Like, Look at your hands.
You're like, Caleb.
He's on a pedestal. He's unattainable. He's just like a thing that's just
a shining light.
I'm glad to be in his orbit sometimes, I'm glad to be away because I wouldn't be able to stand it.
Am I the asshole for not letting my friend work from my home?
She got the good Wi-Fi. She got
fiber. And we know what that's like. Who has the good Wi-Fi? That's who's running the stream.
Yeah.
But would you let us come stream at your house? We're all just in different sections of your house.
Actually, fine.
Yeah.
Because I've had exes come to my house and work from my like living room before,
because that was during COVID.
Why?
Because their internet went out, the power went out, so they came to my house. And
you're a good friend.
But I'm like, you can, of course you can use my internet. I'm gonna be in my nice office in the night. I'm not like gonna like change up any of that. So if you forget out the living room, the kitchen, it's cold in there, but you can go in there if you want a table. So, like, it's not hurting to give out internet, I think. Mm-hmm. But I think it's how far you want me to accommodate you. That's where I'm like, I'm not changing things around so you have an office, too.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Yeah. Am I the asshole for not letting my friend work from my home? For context, I, female, am in my 30s and my friend, male, is the same age. We're located in Jamaica, and because of the recent hurricane, our community has no electricity. I work remotely, so I invested in a solar system due to the electricity issues before the hurricane. My friend also works remotely, but is unable to do so because there is no electricity. He has a generator, but he thought it would be better and cheaper to work from my home. I advised him I can't accommodate him long term, as my home is at large and I'm a single mother. He said that was fine. The first day he came, he was drinking our water. I told him to bring his own water as it's somewhat short at this time. And then he used the toilet without flushing. I had to point to the bucket that is next to the toilet to flush it. No running water due to the hurricane. The next day it was overcast and the panels were not pulling as much power. I told him this. He proceeded to charge all of his devices, multiple, and use the microwave. I didn't complain. Today, Wednesday, I realized that the meat in my freezer was soft because he unplugged it to plug in his devices.
Oh, no.
My food could have been ruined.
That's it.
I don't plan on buying any meat for the next couple of months as I'm very cautious about people selling spoiled meat. I didn't curse or say anything rude. I didn't even shout. I advised him that Saturday is the last day. He cannot come back here to work. He was on the phone telling someone he doesn't know what he's going to do, and he's been sulking and hardly talking to me. Am I the asshole for telling him he can't work here?
No. Honestly, giving him the extra day, too, I'm not risking that. With the way you're treating the place, no.
I literally have kids, and we're in a dire situation.
Yeah, like, and you have no decorum?
Yeah, this is because that's already annoying if, like, everything's good, and, like, I do have that stuff. But I'm like, we're literally... There's no electricity. The grid's down.
We're dealing with a natural disaster.
A natural disaster.
One of the worst to ever hit Jamaica.
Yes. So, yeah, I don't think you're the asshole at all. Yeah, I agree. You're nice for giving that extra day. I would never give that extra day.
I hate when you...
Accommodate people?
Yeah, accommodate people and they aren't conscious of, like...
Unplugging the fridge?
What they're doing. And, you know, the resources that they're using and the space that they're taking up. I don't get it. It is rude because if you're like quite literally just thinking about yourself, I'm gonna unplug the refrigerator to plug in my laptop. Does that make sense to anybody? Why would you do something like that?
And I'm not gonna be considered enough to remember to plug it back in.
No, right. I'm not gonna plug it back in.
First of all, I'm not gonna unplug that. That's a big appliance. But second of all, I'm gonna forget to plug it back in. Also, I'm going to drink your water when water, again, natural disaster, worst to hit Jamaica. You're drinking my water at my home?
I'm not going to flush the toilet either.
You don't flush the toilet when the bucket's right next to it?
Yeah. No, dude, you've actually got to get the hell out
you
of here.
You use my electricity on a day when there is little electricity.
Yeah.
And overcast. Mm-hmm. And you bring every device in here and charge it.
Like, I understand where there might be asking, like, the day where there's a little overcast, you're like, hey, when I get back home, I really need, like, this charger that I can use to charge my stuff when I'm home.
Yeah.
Can I do this? Don't just do stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Ask to do extra. Yes. Or do you have any water? I'm so sorry. I forgot water. Don't just start drinking. I don't know. I mean, everybody has different, like, ideals about, like, their house of when you come in. Are you immediately welcome to everything in their house? Or you're like, can I ask? Should I ask? And then also it's like, how close are you guys? Is it a coworker or a friend, or is it like family where they know where the stuff is?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. I was like, how close? Because it's like the water I could probably, that's the only one I could understand out of all of it. Because it's like, if he's at the crib a lot, it just takes a water, but everything else doesn't make sense to me.
And I feel like I remember when I was like moving between places and when I bought my house and it was like 3 weeks before I could move in. So I stayed at my friend's house. I was small. I was like, all my stuff was like very cornered over. I didn't make sure it didn't spill. I asked about everything. Cause I'm like, this is the kindness of your heart. You did this for me.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I going to try to make it harder for you? Cause I don't want you to be mad at me for taking advantage of what you did for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I don't understand. I feel like it is a personality thing where you're like, you just don't have a care for her. You don't think about others, and you're just like, what's the big deal? It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Yeah.
No, you're not the asshole. And like Brandon said, you're nice to give them an extra day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Way better than me.
That's crazy, though. The people just have to go about their life, though. They just had a huge hurricane that hit them, and they're like, I'm still working remotely. I mean, she sounds as prepared as one could be, yeah. though. Like, she has, like, a freezer full of food and all that stuff. Thankfully, she salvaged it because yeah. she noticed that it was soft.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, again, being a single mother, having not only yourself to take care of, but kids.
Can you imagine that food going bad? In the middle of a natural disaster?
And what would he have to say? Would he have cared?
Oh, my fault. Get the...
My iPad's charged, though.
So. I forgot about that.
Kind of bad I do.
Oh, that's what that was plugged to?
Oh, I didn't realize. Yeah. Oh. It's the fridge. Oh, no.
Oh. Yeah.
Because fridges be making noise. Like, you forget the noise a fridge makes because it's always on. But when you turn it off...
It's silence.
The silence, you're like, oh my God.
Stephanie, you're like, it's me racky.
That thing is always going.
Yeah. I love it in the middle of the night. I love the sound of dropping ice.
Really?
Like when it just puts out pop, a fresh pop. Batch of ice.
Oh, it scares me every time.
There's something soothing about it. I don't know.
It does feel like it's like shooting it across the freaking small encompass yeah. space, though. Like sometimes if I'm like when I was house sitting. And sometimes they would have stuff like that. I'm like, what is that noise?
What is that?
Because sometimes it's so aggressive. Yeah. I'm like, it's just breaking the ice yeah. in half. Too. That's how hard it's to throw. Yeah. Am I the asshole for not throwing myself out of the way of someone walking straight at me while looking at their phone?
No, because I'll run into you. Get the fuck off of your phone. Have some fucking self. Have some
decorum.
Decorum. Have some situational awareness. Use yeah. your peripheral vision because you can do that while you're looking at your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Get the hell out of my way.
You're the good guy. You're teaching them a lesson. Like, hey, that's what happens. Yeah. You're looking at your phone.
Especially when they have like the weird walking patterns. Like, bro.
And you're not even walking like, a straight line.
Yeah, there's two sides to the sidewalk. And it's like you kind of in the middle. So I'm going to do me.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't want to be that person, though, that has to teach someone a lesson, though. Because I'm like, I still get bumped at the end of the day.
Oh, you know? I think the bump's fun, though.
The yeah. bump is fun. That's like the part of the thrill for me.
That shoulder, so it's like a,
yeah. I'm never a thrill for me. I always get, I'm like, no, they're going to call me a bitch. I don't know. I'm tightening up my fat bitch. I'm like, oh.
You were the one walking.
Yeah. I'm 1,000% tightening up my shoulder, and as soon yep. as we bump, because I know, like, I'm watching you about to walk into me, and I'm yeah. watching you on your phone, tighten up that shoulder, and then as soon as we bump, I'm hitting you with the... I'm hitting you with a deadly stare. I'm hitting you with that stare. I want you to know that you're in my fucking way.
Yeah.
And you just pissed me off.
That's the other thing that worries me, though, is like, what if one day I hit somebody with that stare and they're like, so what are we about to do now? Because that was disrespectful. Well, and I'm like,
that is the problem with it.
You I'm not ready to stand on a fight. I'm not going to fight you.
That. Yeah.
Because the world is a crazy place now.
Mm-hmm. And you never know who you're going to shoulder check.
You do not know who you're shoulder checking.
You don't.
But if you're on your phone... I don't think I gotta get shot.
You distracted a little
bit. Yeah, if you text it on your phone like this,
what you finna do?
If you're a person that is texting on your phone and like you don't know what's going on around you, you're not a stepper.
You can't fight.
And you're not gonna do anything that's gonna harm me because you don't know what the hell is going on around you. People that are actually steppers and people that are actually can't cause bodily harm.
Swivel.
Y'all know what the hell is going on.
They saw you a mile away.
Yeah, y'all know what's going on.
Nah. And this is how she would survive in prison. She reads people. She reads people. She knows who to challenge.
Well, this is the difference, too. Because prison's different.
Mm-hmm. But there's the still real semantics.
The real world I'm doing this in prison, I'm not bumping anyone. I'm keeping to myself.
Especially if they got a phone, because that means
you don't care. No, if you're in prison, texting on your phone in front of all the guards, and no one saying anything,
bold.
You don't bump into him.
No, you don't even look at that dude.
He runs. The warden won't even make eye contact. Like, this dude's text on the phone. He's, like, oh,
he's the actual warden. Yeah.
Okay, am I the asshole for not throwing myself out of the way of someone walking straight at me while looking at their phone? This happened at work as I was walking out. The main walkway that leads from one area to another is long and narrow. Enough room for two people to pass each other without issue, but it's still tight. Now, I'm a big guy, tall, broad, and well, yeah, a bit overweight. Due to this, I'm constantly aware of my surroundings, as I know I can easily get into people's way. So, as I'm walking out down the long and narrow hallway, I'm whistling a jaunty tune since I'm happy to be leaving work. I also spy a coworker in the distance, walking towards me with her face buried into her phone. She's walking down the middle of the aisle with no sense of what's going on. As I whistle rather loudly, I made the mistake of thinking she heard me. Nope. At the last second, I say, "Excuse me," but she was oblivious and walked right into me. Being the large guy I am and her being rather small, she was jarred sideways and dropped her phone. Before I could apologize, not that I did anything wrong, and ask if she was okay, she picked up her phone and glared at me and gave me a good, "What the fuck? My phone better not be broken." "Well, so much for apologizing," I said. "Well, if your face wasn't buried in it, you would have heard me and saw my fat ass coming straight at you. Try paying attention next time." I then returned to whistling my jaunty work leaving tune and walked away as she spewed a string of profanities at my back, including being an asshole. I'm not worried about anything happening at work about it other than rumors being spread. Just wanted to know if I'm the asshole for being a big guy who pays attention to his surroundings. And then there's a little edit that just says, "The walkway is about 4 feet wide, enough room for two people to pass, but not really any space to step aside into. There's equipment on either side with limited access. Think of a really narrow supermarket aisle with just enough room for two people to pass." I don't think so. I think this is that example you guys were saying. You're like, I'm willing to be the one to be like, hello.
Yeah.
You don't know how much space you're taking up. Yeah.
Yep. Especially in a hallway that you already know is narrow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be occupied with other people.
If he was really cold, he should have stepped over like, "AI, just kept walking. Don't even acknowledge her."
Yeah. Even though that them bringing up the grocery store aisle, I get so mad.
I hate a thin grocery store aisle.
In the middle
two
of the aisle.
Two carts can barely just...
And but you want to put yours sideways.
At the Hy-Vee, it is like, it's like good for two carts, and it's not like you're budgeting, but someone just like stand right in the middle of the cart, and they and then look, they stand in the lot. You're like, so you're opening up two spots, and there's like...
And then when you walk down, they won't look at you. Yeah. They just keep looking at all the selections of cereal. And I'm like, I can't pass you.
Nah, I do be petty in those times. Like, oh, excuse me. And I will that's just fit my way in between like, where they're looking at. I'm like,
do you ever
sorry.
Hit their cart?
Huh? No, I don't hit their cart.
I walk in front. I'm like,
I walk in front of them. Like, in front of them. It's like, oh, you didn't want to look at me? Come up. All right. Well, I'm going to be the only one you see for like 5 seconds.
As I slowly get through.
I'm sorry. You're just in the way.
You just stop in front of them and you look for something.
Because it's funny. No one actually acknowledges anyone in the grocery store, so when you're like in front of where they're at, you know the way they're like, they won't say anything.
Oh, you remember when we went on a concert trip and that little kid was trying to look for something? He's like, "Oh, yeah, my bad, I'm in your way." He's like, "No, you're good." And he's like, "No, you're good, go ahead." And he just ran away.
The last one we went on, and we were looking at the Mr. B stuff, and he happened to be right in front of it.
Oh, I remember that. Oh, yeah.
And his dad had already walked down the aisle, and he like turns around, and he just sees you like kind of standing
in between. Aisle.
Yeah,
in between him and the aisle, and he's like, "Oh," you're like, "Oh no, you're fine. I'm just looking for something." He's like, "No, no, no." I, and
he like, walks away. Sure did.
Yeah,
I don't remember that.
That honestly gave like Mr. Milchick when he just like dropped that thing on the desk. What was that? What was that scene?
Crazy. Okay. Well, we have been talking about so many things that have been cut out on this podcast today. Yeah. It's been our first time since we've seen each other all in like a few weeks.
Yeah. Like, how long has it been?
At least two Thursdays.
Mm-hmm. It's a long time.
So it's been a while. We're just getting back to the hang of it, getting back into the hang of it. But we got to go talk to Patreon.
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm.
We got a story for him. So, we got a story. I don't know if it's cheeky. I can't remember if it's not cheeky.
It's not.
I'm looking at the word.
I was about to say that title.
It's not cheeky at all.
The opposite of cheeky.
I think it's good. It's serious.
Yeah.
But I think it's worth it. So
it is worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Patreon, we'll see you guys. Can't wait to
give
see
it
you.
To
you
me,
know why?
Because
you're worth it. Oh, that's good too.
winning in a way. Give it to me, I'm worth it. We are such like a budget acapella group, and I just love yes. that. I just love that.
We should be the acafellas.
Acafellas who bowl. That's our bowling name.
Acafellas who bowl.
Bowlafellas.
Acafellas.
Bowlafellas. Something with acca and bowling yeah. together.
Bowl acca.
No, no, I don't
bowl
know.
Bowl of acafellas.
We'll work it.
Baklava fellas. No, we need to rework that. We're also into baklava.
They're getting worse. We're not into that. Let's try something
we're into,
else.
What is that, a Turkish dish?
Bowling with acapella.
Bowling with baklava.
Yeah, acapella with bowling.
Baklava.
Acapella with bowling group.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to think about it.
Bowlclava.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Just hit the like and subscribe. Just for that.
Subscribe.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.